You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we're speaking with Cy Agley, the CEO of Printeroo Software LLC. Printeroo is a fully integrated online shop platform designed to be a turnkey solution for branded merchandise. Cy, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
And excited to have you as well. Thanks for your time. So tell us about yourself and your background and what led you to Printeroo Software LLC.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a double major in entrepreneurship and sports management from Central Michigan University. I thought I wanted to be a sports agent, which actually I'm not one today. So I kind of bounced around early in my career trying to find what I was most passionate about. So my first role from director of sales and marketing for a hockey team down in Texas to an assistant manager for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. From there, I bounced to a director of marketing role for an online dumpster broker that was a startup. So it wasn't really until about 2012 when I landed with a private equity firm in Detroit that I found my calling. I knew I enjoyed working with startups, so I pitched them to allow me to launch and run the venture capital program. And so that role really allowed me to immerse myself into the startup culture in Detroit and get that firsthand experience in the intricacies of being a true entrepreneur.
Yeah, solid background there. And how did the idea for Printeroo come about? Always curious to hear how things came to fruition.
Yeah, so the idea of for Printeroo is one of those things that just kind of made too much sense and came together really quickly. So while I was working with startups and social enterprises and even a couple of nonprofits, it became abundantly clear that the need for custom merchandise is a common theme across any industry. Whether you're a startup or nonprofit, your need for branded merchandise is always there. And so it's an industry that just has so many needs, yet not a lot of things have changed. It's a highly saturated market and has a lot of competitors, from mom-and-pop printers that are located at the mall kiosk to industry giants like Custom Ink and Teespring. Yet every single platform or provider in the industry always takes that same approach, which is volume-based pricing. So with volume-based pricing, the more you buy, the bigger the discount that you get. This isn't really the most conducive to growth when you're just starting off and don't really have that big budget or have a very limited budget. Startups and nonprofits don't have a budget to buy 1,000 shirts at a time to receive the bulk pricing that they absolutely need to make a difference. And so they also don't have the infrastructure in place to store or fulfill orders if and when they come, when they do buy those 1,000 shirts. So this all creates that chicken or the egg dilemma for a lot of organizations. So you need the branding exposure that merchandise can provide, yet the headache and labor associated with the task is really barely worth it. So a couple of months ago, I got connected with an amazing influencer in the e-commerce space that really helped me get up and running. We pitched him on our concept of crowd buying, which he absolutely fell in love with. And from there, he leveraged his relationships in the industry to help us find the best pricing. And really, off to the races we went.
And you certainly don't mess around, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned earlier a concept you called crowd buying. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so we're all familiar with the power of crowdfunding, through platforms such as Kickstarter and Indiegogo. They're really the ones that actually made it all famous. So I think I've seen a project raise as much as $5 million over the span of a month. When you really dig into that, you ask yourself, how did they get there? Was it a couple of people that dropped $500,000? No, not typically. So crowdfunding strength really comes in the form of power by numbers. So thousands of people that donate $20 here or $50 there, and it equates into millions of dollars at the end of the campaign. Crowd buying is a similar concept, And it's a concept that we pitch to the printer saying, hey, treat all of our users on our platform as one customer and give us your best pricing available, because as a crowd, we have the buying power and the ability to move volumes greater than any of your other clients. And so the result of it is industry best rates for our sellers, with the ability to sell one shirt or 100 shirts, or even 100,000 shirts. Everyone really becomes part of this greater large ecosystem where everyone benefits, and we really think that this model is going to disrupt the industry as a whole.
Excellent details today. We're joined by Cy Agley, the CEO of Printeroo Software, LLC, a fully integrated online shop platform designed to be a turnkey solution for brand and merchandise, here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Agley, how do you think it will disrupt the industry? And, of course, industry giants have been doing this for decades.
Yeah, so when you look at the industry, smaller print shops charge high rates on low volume orders because they have to. They don't have the infrastructure or even just the order volume from their suppliers to receive bulk discounts that the giants do. Companies like Teespring and Custom Ink charge the rates that they do for lower volume orders just because they can. They know that their competitors, which are the mom and pop shops that take in the lower volume orders, are going to be having to charge an arm and a leg for it. So they do it because they can. For companies like Teespring and Custom Ink, their suppliers charge them a low rate for blank shirts because of the large volume that they do throughout the year, and their production cost is typically a flat rate that they've already calculated into every single shirt that they sell. However, this model is kind of designed to make their margin on the lower volume orders while barely making any margin on their power sellers that's moving as many as 20,000 units every single month. So we're simply taking their minimal margin approach and sharing it with our entire user base and saying, hey, thanks so much for being part of our ecosystem and playing your part into driving our costs down. The ability for a completely new startup or even nonprofits with no funds but a great idea or has a great design to get the same exact pricing as power sellers who have probably moved hundreds of thousands of products over the last few years is absolutely powerful. And it's certainly going to disrupt the industry that's long punished new sellers and provided extremely great benefits for those that move high volumes.
And some good details there, and most helpful as well. So non-volume-based pricing is your main differentiator. If pricing didn't matter to someone, how else could you sell them into moving to Printeroo?
Yeah, so we found price was the largest factor in sellers' decisions process when they would sign up for a new printing service, followed by customer service and white labeling solutions. What was the next thing that that we found after we pulled some users? And so one of the reasons that Shopify is so successful is because of their customizable themes, allowing users to really build a brand. Fortunately for us, that's where the industry giants really fail, the user base. When a user sells products, they direct their customers to a Teespring or Custom Ink domain. So, for example, if you opened up a shop on Teespring, it would be epn.teespring.com. And so you don't really ever build your own brand. And this really helps the giants stay on top because they have their users directing traffic to their platform, and it's always branded for Teespring or Custom Ink. This really should be the other way around. So our platform is designed so a user can build their own brand without any mention of Printeroo. In fact, the only time a customer ever knows that we exist is when they have customer service inquiries or want to return or exchange something that they bought. And then they find out about us because we handle the interactions completely with the customer, allowing the business owner to really concentrate on growing their brand and not having to deal with the mundane work of the customer service piece or the fulfillment or really anything. So that's where that's why we're not only a fully integrated turnkey solution, but also an industry catalyst for disruption.
Certainly makes more sense, and a lot of good information here, and impressive what you've been able to build through Printeroo, and really wish you nothing but the best looking ahead. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, or a word, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing I probably want to say to your listeners and just entrepreneurs in general is to keep challenging the status quo. Just because an industry's done the same thing for decades doesn't mean it's the only way or even the right way. Oftentimes, a competitor's domination leads to a high degree of comfort, which then leads to a lack of innovation. Lack of innovation leads to conformity, and conformity stunts growth. So keep challenging the status quo and don't conform to mediocrity.
Well, Cy, some really good information shared here today from start to finish, and also thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce Printeroo software to the audience. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get further details online and take advantage of what you're offering there through Printeroo.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, our website is www.printeroo.com. That is, you know, print, P-R-I-N-T-A-R-O-O. So think of kangaroo that's printing t-shirts is the best example that I always give. And if you want more information, feel free to reach out to us at hello@printeroo.com.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Cy, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Cy Agley, the CEO of Printeroo Software, a fully integrated online shop platform designed to be a turnkey solution for brand and merchandise. And for all the details, simply visit printeroo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com. /live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.